It's Playhouse Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, ABK, Joel D, as we slide into cringy. And basically, it is just something that you think everybody should agree is a cringy moment. What is something that is cringy, Amy K?
No matter who you are, it is cringy when you go back and look at your Facebook memories.
And then you're like ashamed of yourself.
And it might be good. You might have one day where you're like, okay, there's nothing bad here. You just wait. Wait till tomorrow.
Every time. Or like when like a past relationship pops up.
Yeah.
You're like, what was I doing back then?
You might see a picture of you. What was I wearing? Or why did I post that? Or just, I think we all can agree, your memories are gonna be cringy.
And remember when Facebook was like, before it was picture, it was Joel says, and then you would write whatever.
Or those
Joel
are the worst. Thinks. I don't
and
like
it's like,
those.
Is going to Jesse's house. So like you just, everything you did, you would update.
Doesn't it make you want to just obliterate anything you put on social media, like older than a year?
Yes.
Erase all of it. You know, we'll start at very first thing that you ever post. It can just be your engagement to Steven.
That would be wonderful. I'd like to start fresh from there.
What is something always cringy, Joel D?
What is something that's always cringy? I guess when you just get like, now I'm a fan of football or anything, and I'm not, this has nothing to do with Steven, but there's some people who just go like super crazy in it. So I feel like that's kind of cringy where you just get extra about like the Philadelphia Eagles and you keep buying more and more shirts. So yeah, that might be a dig at Jada right there and her entire family. But then like, I think it's cringy in the fact of, you can't like cheer for somebody else's team because your team's in the same division. I don't know. It's cringy to me.
Yeah. How about this cringy? Ever shake somebody's hand and it's like damp?
Oh.
Ew.
And it's not acknowledged in some way. Like, you know, if you say something like, sorry, just wash my hands, I'd wonder, why did you even shake my hand? But then like, at least say something though to explain, why are y'all damp? Is it sweat? Did you cough and did you lick your fingers? Like, why is this hand wet right now?
Yeah.
Because then I can't, anything that follows, I'm not going to be able to concentrate on until I get my hands cleaned. It makes me feel dirty just thinking about it.
And even putting just hand sanitizer on it doesn't help.
Because I don't know what the wetness was. And like, and if you're a gentleman, I'm wondering if you peed all over your hand.
Go for the fist bump.
I don't know what's going on.
But is there an acceptable answer?
I just wash my hands is the only thing I wouldn't be. I'd still be grossed out, but at least I know that you just washed your hands.
So I think in the circumstance of an interview or you're meeting somebody and it's like a stressful situation, mm-hmm. maybe, or like a nerve wracking situation. Like, let's say if you and I went and we were going to meet Jason Derulo, right? And you're like, oh, I just always keep the hand aired out. Your shake hand, your right hand always just aired out, and it's always whatever, you're wiping it on your tushy and drying it on your whatever, like, you just, oh, yep, rub it on your thighs, so it's always ready, and it's not moist, right?
I bet his hands were damp. He was probably super nervous to meet us.
He was so nervous to meet us, but like, in that situation, or like, when I first met you, or when I first met Amy Kay.
Which
was a month, you know, it was about a month into being here, but it was a...
It was not. I literally met you your first day.
She just kept avoiding you. It was weird.
She did. It was very awkward. So my hand was nervous because I didn't know if Amy K liked me or not. So I was like, my hand was sweaty.
I mean, it did take you a month to talk to her. So.
It did. Yeah. She has no rebuttal because she knows.
I already said that I met you the first day you worked here. I just wasn't here the day you came for an interview.
Okay, yeah, that is true too. But that's a good time for that's most likely when your hand's going to be damp or, you know, sweaty. So just always just keep it aired out. And if you're going to shake somebody's hand during an interview, you just got to assume it's going to be a sweaty palm.
Ugh.
I wish we would get rid of handshaking. I don't like it. I don't want to touch you. I'm meeting you for the first time. Why do I need to touch you? Physical touch should never be the first thing we do when I'm meeting you for the first time.
I don't disagree. I'm also a little over the fist bump, to be honest with you, because I'm still having... Why do I want to, like...
No physical touch.
Finger grope you.
This is what we do.
Or knuckle grope you.
A wave from across a distance. Hi, nice to meet you.
How about a casual nod? Like,
I've never met you in my life before. There's no reason for me to touch you. Hi.
I like to do the ET where I just point my finger towards ED.
Poke. I won't put my hand out.
You waiting for the ET or for anything?
For anything. I just do a nice wave. And people probably think I'm rude. I don't want to touch you.
I honestly think you probably do it subliminally and you don't even realize. Because somebody reaches their hand towards you for a handshake, it's just like built into you. You immediately
grab their
hand. It
makes me uncomfortable. If somebody does do it, I will probably have to. But otherwise, I like to be ahead of it and have it ready. Hi.
We have a couple of fist bumpers here in the building that have been bothering me because they fist bump me repeatedly several times through the day, and I don't understand. Like, I'll just be walking down the hallway, and their fist will be out, and I'm like, stop it. Like, what? Why? I've already seen you 8 times today. Stop.
Yeah, Something that works for me is just ignoring everybody in the hallway.
I'm going to try more of that.
Yeah, you just need to be cold.
Or people that work on the same radio station as you do. Yeah,
don't talk to people for months. It works.
It works out pretty well.
I mean, I've experienced it. I know exactly what AMK's talking about.
What is something that is always cringy every time it happens? 237, it's text 35270, 840 in the morning. Nikki Yort's Sunroof featuring Daisy. Y94 on the Playhouse of the Morning and more music all day. And, of course, Pick a Burst again at 1110. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. It's Playhouse Y94 talking about cringy. What's something that's always cringy?
Like Karen TikTok.
It's especially when they try to do the dances, but I feel like I'm in the middle of that, and I do dances, and it is really cringy, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our parents on TikTok, I would say your parents on any social media can be a little cringy. Like, like being friends with your mom on like Facebook or something, you're just like, oh, God, why?
I know.
My dad's all over it, and he's on every platform. If I post something, Instagram, boom, Facebook, boom, Snapchat. My favorite thing my dad does, and it is kind of cringy. He's figured out Bitmoji, so he's got his own Bitmoji, and he sends so many GIFs of it or GIFs, whatever you want to call it, and it's hilarious. And sometimes they don't fit, and then he'll send one. Like yesterday, he sent one, and then he texts me and said, that one didn't fit, but I liked it, so this, blah, blah. And then he texts what he meant to say. I was like, it's the craziest thing ever.
I feel you want to, so, hi, I'm Zero, and I'm a terrible person. I know it's not Confession Wednesday. I unfriended my mom on Facebook.
What?
Because there was some sort of alert or if she's just always on it, but she was always the first person to like and comment on everything I would post. And I really only use Facebook for work.
She favorited you.
So what
it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a favorite.
And then she noticed right away. And I was like, oh, sorry, I just needed more room on my friends list for work people, so I had to.
Are you serious?
So I blocked her off there because it made me feel like a loser. Like, nobody wants their mom to be the first person to like and comment on everything they say.
My dad likes the first thing.
He likes everything all of us post.
Yeah, that's true.
My dad's all over it, and I think the one time I made a comment about how like the more likes you get, it brings it into the algorithm or something like that. So I feel like maybe he like double downs on it now.
He's just helping.
But he also doesn't have very many friends on Facebook, so his feed isn't like the fullest. So I'm sure I just pop up automatically.
I may have also blocked her from the Y94 stuff.
Are you serious?
I absolutely did.
There is a woman that a childhood friend I had when I was a child, and we grew apart maybe in like fifth grade. They moved away. Never wanted to talk to them. I'm going to be honest. They were kind of dirty, gross, and I felt like I had to be friends with them. I did not enjoy their company. They have now found us all on Facebook. They all try to add me. I refuse to add them. I tried to block them all. The mom then found me, and she'll comment on my stuff and say, if I'm going back home for Christmas or something, I'd love to see ya. I'm trying to add you. Will you add me? No. And then I delete her comment, and she'll rewrite it again. Do you guys not get the hint? What's going on? So I've had to block her now, too. The whole family's blocked.
I feel like Joel D's just sitting over here like, how did I end up with these two horrible human beings?
I know. I was like, you can be my friend. If you want to be my friend, go ahead. Be my friend.
I'll tell them to add you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Honestly, I'll take them, too. It's just my own mother that was driving me crazy.
If it's somebody you don't know, I don't know. I know I like give my dad a like, too. And he's hilarious, too. He'd be like, you see that post? That got some good hits, you know. You see that post, he's always all about it. It cracks
me
up.
You know, it would be like, I understand if it's stuff that like is like, hey, you liked a picture of your grandkids. Okay. But like I'd let's say I post about Picket Purse, but like, I'd like to win one of those purses like every time I post about Picket Purse. Like, stop it. Stop. First of all, you can't. Secondly, just stop.
Yeah, that would be
I like number 7.
That is cringeworthy, 100%.
Didn't like it. Cringy.
Something that we can all agree is cringy something that we can all agree is cringy is
yes.
like, telling our kids, like, your kids should not know that, like, your truck is bigger than the neighbor's truck, or, like, have, like, they shouldn't have, like, an awareness of, like, keeping up with the Joneses. Like, I feel like people want their kids to, like, know that, like, they have, like, a nice house or this, and they go to school and, like, brag to their friends. Like, you know, that doesn't come from the kid. That comes from the parents, and it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, that is true. I guess I've never, like, really thought about that. But if you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and then all of a sudden, their kids are like, yeah, I got this backpack, or I got these shoes, or you should see my dad bought a brand new car. That is kind of cringe-worthy.
Totally.
Any other ones? Amy K. Cringy.
Someone said, trying to figure out what to do when people are singing happy birthday to you. This one I don't think would apply to us, but hearing your own voice, any type of recording of your own voice.
Oh, I listen to our podcast all the time.
I think it's when maybe you first started in radio. It's like anyone, if you hear a voicemail you had long time ago, I used to probably not like my voice. Now, if I'm in the car and the music's down a little bit and I hear a commercial, it's my voice. It's coming back up.
Oh, really?
I don't like hearing old stuff. I will say that, because we have stuff archived of us from years ago that I do not like listening to.
Yeah, mm-mm. No. I've had that too with like old air checks, and you listen, you're like, oh, it's so cringy. But I also like, even when we're in the studio and if a commercial pops up of me, it's weird. Like, I do enjoy listening to my voice, and I'll probably critique it and listen or whatever. Like, when I did the mashup with Jason Derulo, I listened to that so many times. Like, I still listen to that video once in a while. I'll scroll. It'll be there. I'll listen to it. I enjoy my voice. It is horrible. It's bad singing, but I enjoy it. But then if I'm sitting with you two or somebody else and I'm in the car, it's cringy. It is cringy.
Because you imagine, oh, they're listening to me.
That's so bad.
I go commercial free for over an hour and a half here momentarily. Celebrity Sizzler, check in with Midday Mandy, too. And pick a purse again today at 11:10 and 1:10.
Playhouse in the Morning.